Just thought you might enjoy it, that's all. Are you sure you won't have a go? Listen, why don't you have a think about it? Oh, could you get that for me, Jack?
Okay.
Sorry, dear, someone at the door.
Hello, Mr. Woolley.
Are you busy?
Hello, George. No, not at all. Come through to the kitchen,
really?
Doctor.
Oh, well, thanks anyway, dear. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Morning, Peggy.
Oh, hello, George.
Would you like a coffee?
No, thanks, Mr. Woolley. I've got a lot on this morning.
Well, have a seat at least.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
I think I'll have a coffee. Jack?
Oh, yes, please, Peggy. Now, George, what do you want to talk about?
Well, the fact is, I've got a real recruiting problem.
You and me both.
Sorry, Peggy. Oh,
doesn't matter. Just talking to myself. You carry on.
It's this shoot we've got coming up next month.
What's the problem?
The problem is that Greg Turner's paying over the odds for beaters. And so he's got all the best people.
Mm-hmm.
If things keep going at this rate, we are going to be short-handed come the actual day.
Oh, I see.
How many beaters have you managed to get so far?
Oh, Bert Fry and a couple of others, but that's it.
Oh, dear. That's inconvenient, isn't it?
You see, I did wonder if maybe you could have a word with Brian Aldridge. See if we can't sort something out.
I could go if you like, Jack.
Well, Brian's decided to make the two shoots mutually competitive. It wouldn't do to go cap in hand to him.
Well, then the only other thing we can do is pay a bit more ourselves.
I don't like the sound of that either.
No, neither do I, to be honest. In the end, all the opposition has to do is raise their price again and we'll be back to square one. Besides, we pay a fair whack. I don't see why we should do any different.
Yeah.
Look, leave it with me, George. I'll see what I can come up with.
Right, yeah, Mr. Woolley. Look, I'd better be getting on. Like I said, I got lots to do.
Right then, I'll see you later.
Right. No, don't get up, Mr. Woolley. I can find me on way to the front
right.
door.
Right.
Bye, Peggy.
Bye, George.
Bye. Ah, now, Peggy, what's your recruiting problem?
Sorry?
Well, you said you had a recruiting problem of your own.
Oh, it's this blessed fashion show. I'm beginning to wish I'd never thought of it.
Oh, so you still can't get anyone to volunteer?
That was Brenda Tucker on the phone. I thought she'd have liked the idea of dressing up.
Oh, perhaps she's getting a bit old for that sort of thing.
I'd have thought she was just the age where she'd want to imitate one of these so-called supermodels. Apparently I was wrong.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, Jack, when I was a young girl, I'd have given my eye teeth to be a mannequin. Anyway, it's beginning to look as if I'll have to call the whole thing off. Here.
Oh, thanks.
In the meantime, I've got other things to think about. I've got to buy Jill a birthday card for Saturday. And I still haven't thought what I'm going to wear tomorrow at Jennifer's.
Oh, yes, I'm looking forward to that. Haven't seen Sir Sidney in ages.
Well, mind you don't spend the whole time swapping golf anecdotes with him. The purpose of the evening is to get him and the other guests to pledge some money for the Millennium Wood.
Oh, hello, Nigel.
Hey.
Just the man I wanted to see.
Morning, Eddie. Why?
Because you're a sporting gent if ever I saw one. And I thought you'd like to get in on some local action, as it were.
What local action?
The contest of the century. Two titans clashing. Mm. Tradition versus the modern. King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yes, thank you, Eddie. Which titans would these be?
Brian Aldridge and Bert Fry. The ploughing competition.
Oh, of course. Well, what odds are you offering?
Evens, basically. But if you want a bookie's tip...
Well, go on.
Well... Bert Fry's awful slow, isn't he?
Mm.
What's more, he'll be driving that old tractor. Yeah. You know, the one that's practically held together with string. Whereas, Brian'll have all the mod cons on his machine.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie. I'll put a fiver on Bert Fry.
Right you up. No, hang on. I just
I'm
said
not a
Bert
complete mug, you know. Brian almost certainly hasn't done any ploughing in years.
Yeah, but what about the equipment?
It's all the same earth, Eddie, whether or not you can get Classic FM in the tractor cab. And besides, if I were a bookie and I wanted to make a killing on a two-horse race, I'd be trying to get people not to bet on the favourite, wouldn't I?
Oh, you're a cynical old so-and-so Nigel Pargeter, that's all I can say.
No, I just wasn't born yesterday.
True. And here's someone who will confirm that. Look.
What?
Nigel!
Mummy?
Oh, Nigel, you... Darling boy. Oh. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, dear Mrs. P.
Mummy. Mummy, what are you doing here?
I live here.
Yes, but you never said you were coming home. I mean, what's happened?
Do you think you could pay the taxi, darling? I've hardly any English money with me, and he's driven me all the way from Birmingham International.
Birmingham?
Oh, yes, he's a charming man. He's thoroughly in catering, mainly. I promised we'll go and try out one of their restaurants.
Oh, Lord, you don't know how much it all comes to, do you, Mummy? Yeah. Only I'm not exactly sure I've got a huge amount of...
You want to borrow that fiver back you just gave me?
Oh, thanks, Eddie. I've got a distinct feeling I'm going to need it.
Hard at it, I see, George.
Huh? Oh, hello again.
Hello, George.
You know, one of the groundsmen could easily have done that job for you.
Yeah, well, I'm not so old as I can't bang a few nails into a fence. What's more, by the time I'd gone and found someone to do it, I could have done the job myself three times over.
Well, he's got a point, Jack.
You two out for a stroll?
That's right. We thought we'd take in a bit of air. Although I'm glad we ran into you, George.
Oh, yeah?
Jack solved your recruitment problem.
You found me some beaters, eh?
Yes. And in a funny way, you were right. The solution did lie in talking to members of the family.
You mean you've spoken to Brian Aldridge?
No, but I've spoken to Tommy and Elizabeth and Nigel. They've agreed to beat for us on the day.
He also rang up Marjorie and Shula. They're quite willing to help out as well.
Well, what can I say? I mean, thanks, Mr. Woolley. It's a weight off me mind.
I thought it would be. Anyway, we'll get on with our walk.
Aye, okay. Bye, Mr. Woolley. Bye, Peggy.
Bye, George.
We'll see you later, George. Well, that's one problem solved. It's amazing what a few phone calls can achieve.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, by the way, Peggy, I haven't rung Underwoods, you know, about cancelling the fashion show. I thought I'd give you a chance to rally a few young people first.
I don't know if it's worth it, Jack. The response I've had so far has been so negative.
Oh, dear. Well, I suppose we'd better forget the whole thing and find some other way to raise money for the new church bells.
No, I didn't say that.
Huh?
I've been having a little think. It occurred to me that Underwoods don't just make a Christmas collection for the young.
I'm not with you, Peggy.
What I'm thinking of is a fashion parade for senior citizens.
Oh.
You don't sound terribly convinced, Jack.
Oh, don't get me wrong, Peggy. I think it could work. But it's not me who need convincing. I'm pretty certain the publicity people will want a youthful image to promote. However, I'll give Underwoods a ring and see what they say.
Afternoon, George. How's it going?
Oh, fair to middling, Eddie. Oh, fair to middling. You out for a constitutional as well, are you?
Oh, me? Wish I had the time for exercise. No, I just wanted a quick word.
Oh, yeah? What about?
I want to reoffer me services as a beater.
Oh, I thought you'd been poached by the opposition.
Oh, poached? That's a good one, that is.
Yeah, you know me, king of comedy.
No, but seriously, I've been thinking and, well, there ain't a price you can put on loyalty, is there?
No, there isn't.
So I thought I'd let you know I'm happy to come back to the old team.
Greg wouldn't have you then.
Not a chance, miserable beggar.
I'm sorry to have to say this, Eddie, but you're too late now.
Don't tell me you're blowing me out and all. Oh, come on, George. Pride comes before a fall, you know.
It's naught to do with pride, Eddie. I've got my full complement of beaters now.
You're kidding me.
Sorry. Still, I'm sure we can find an opening for you at a later date. Why don't you give me a call next time?
There you are, darling.
Just sing to the fire. It's starting to get a bit chilly.
Well, certainly no chillier than the reception I got from Elizabeth when I arrived.
Oh, rubbish, Mummy. She was just surprised, that's all. Like I was.
Well, she's hardly been champing at the bit to stay around and hear all my news.
She's got her art appreciation class this evening.
Would it have hurt her to miss it just for one evening?
Well, no, but she really enjoys it.
What's more, her going out all the time in the evenings isn't going to make me a grandmother any the quicker.
It's only once a week.
Oh, I couldn't believe it when you told me about the Aldridge girl.
Oh, yes. So, how long are you going to be with us this time?
Oh, trying to get rid of me, are we, darling?
Of course not.
Well, I'm decided. Maybe in a while I might go back after the weekend.
All right. Now you're going to tell me.
I'll tell you what.
You know what? Why the surprise visit?
Oh, I see. I'm no longer welcome.
If you say the words welcome in my own house again, I'm going to say yes, just to see how you react.
Nigel Pargeter, I do believe you've inherited something of your father that is most unbecoming.
That's more like it. Now, what's happened?
Oh. It's Felix. He and I, well, we split up.
Oh. Oh, Mummy, I am sorry.
Well, things happen.
But what went wrong?
What went wrong was Susanna, Lily, and Consuela.
Sorry.
Turns out the man was a serial philanderer, which is why he had so many debts.
Oh, Lord, Mummy, you didn't...
No, of course I didn't. Oh. Very prudent about my financial affairs, as you've always known.
Hmm.
Anyway. Here.
Oh. Yes, he looks very... Look, why have you given me this?
Because I want you to throw it on the fire.
Oh. All right, then. I'll consign him to the flames forthwith.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, wait.
Okay. Here.
Well, I don't want it, do I?
Look, what do you want me to do with this blasted photo?
Oh, I don't know.
I'll put it up here, shall I? Until you've decided.
Yes. Yes, for now. Sure. What's that?
This. Oh, it's an invitation to dinner tomorrow at Jennifer's. Well, we've already told him not going.
Jennifer Aldridge is sending out formal invitations. My, the world is progressing.
Yes, well, as I say, we're not going.
Why not, pray?
Well, I've got my first tryout with the bell ringing team at St. Stephen's for a start.
Bell ringing?
Yes. And the last thing either Lizzie or I want to do is to go and watch an evening of Jennifer fawning to Sydney and Mercedes Goodman.
Oh, the Goodmans are going?
Yes. Well, Jennifer's invited a few local business people. It's to try and get some sponsors for a local Millennium project. You see...
We turned it down.
We?
Well, Lower Bloxley Inc. or whatever we're called.
Well, yes, as I've told
then, you... Then, I think, especially as my friends the Goodmans will be there, we'd better change our mind and accept the invitation.
Look, Mummy, I've told you, Lizzie and I...
No, not you, dear, me. Well, I haven't seen Sydney and Mercedes for ages. There's a lot of catching up to do. Well, this is one dinner party I don't intend to miss.